We've been doing this every Wednesday, your 7:30 second date update, and today we're going to help out Chad. Hey, Chad.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So you sent us a message saying that Daisy's not calling you back. So how'd you meet Daisy?
I met her through a friend of a friend, my buddy's girlfriend, his girlfriend of hers.
Okay.
And she's really cute. You know, I think it was they were trying to kind of set us up, but I was nervous at first, mostly because I've been divorced once, and I guess I'm still getting used to it. I'm very open about it, but sometimes that can be a red flag. But I don't know. I decided to ask her out.
Right on. What'd you guys do? Anything fun?
Yeah, we went to dinner. Went to a Chinese buffet, and you know that wasn't great. Food wasn't great, but I think our conversation was good because she did come back to my place afterwards.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. That's a lot.
Just to watch some Netflix. Nothing happened. You know, I put on The Crown because I think the ladies like that from what I hear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I sure do love it, so that would work on me.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Nothing happened. I tried to move next to her, but she got up and used the restroom and she moved to the other couch.
Ooh, that's like a big time rejection. Yeah. We're like, if you.
So, I don't really know what happened because she agreed to, you know, still continue the date and come over afterwards. So I thought things were going well.
Maybe it was the wrath of the Chinese buffet. Maybe she felt like she needed some space. Yeah.
I guess that honey walnut shrimp was a little filling. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And I'll tell you, Chad, it's pretty brave to go to an all-you-can-eat situation on a first date. I feel like I don't want anyone to know how much I can eat until much later in the relationship.
Because you got to get your money's worth.
Right, and I will every time.
Let's do this, Chad. We're going to grab Daisy's phone number from you, and we're just going to call her next.
Okay.
This is the Mix Morning Fix.
With John and Justin.
On Mix 105.1.
Your 7:30 second date update with John and Justin. Jackson's here as well. Chad met Daisy through a friend. He's divorced, but he's open about it, so I don't think this was a shock to Daisy as they started the date. Am I right about that, Chad?
Right.
You took her to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. Interesting choice, bold choice for a first date. But she did agree to go back and watch some Netflix, some chill. And for some reason, though, when you guys got back to the house, she did not seem as into it, I guess, as she was before. So we were able to track down Daisy. I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Daisy, good morning.
Hello.
It's John and Justin. Jackson's here. You're on right now with Mix 105.1. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, it's a big day. Happy National Chinese Buffet Day. It's a very big day.
Sure.
So confused right now.
Really?
Have you been to a Chinese food buffet recently?
Honestly, unfortunately I have.
What a small world.
Crazy.
Daisy, actually that's why we're calling you is that we talked to the guy you went out with, Chad. Who you went to that dinner with, and he's just kind of trying to figure out why you're not calling him back.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is awkward.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's start with the dinner, because we were kind of giving him a hard time, because we're not sure if an all-you-can-eat Chinese food buffet is a great idea.
I mean, I can honestly say I have never been taken to a Chinese buffet for a first date before.
Sure.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
Or really any buffet for that matter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Usually it's like a sit down place, kind of nice. They're trying to impress. The food was pretty lame. I mean, it was not that great.
But you must have liked him enough because you did go back to his house to watch some Netflix.
Yeah. You guys know everything.
Yeah, we know a lot. We're really nosy.
No, I mean, like, yeah, I was kind of turned off by the restaurant, but we did have a good conversation and we did kind of click. So I did want to give him the benefit of the doubt and just maybe see like if we clicked outside of like a bad Chinese restaurant as well, you know?
Yeah. What happened then? Because I mean, you liked him enough to go back. You guys watched some Netflix and then all of a sudden you bailed on him. Are we missing something?
Yeah. What's going on?
I mean, like, I don't want this to sound like superficial or anything, but to me, it's a little bit of a red flag. I mean, he's a grown adult man. He's 33. He's even been married, you know, he told me, but his house is totally filled with framed anime characters, like everywhere.
Like the cartoon?
Yes.
It's not a cartoon, but, John. It's anime.
I don't know.
God.
I'm not really familiar with
it. No, I really don't know the difference.
I mean, it's framed cartoon characters, like, all over his house. And I felt like, oh, my gosh, I'm walking into a 12-year-old boy's room. It just felt weird. I felt like, ugh, I don't know. It was a sign.
Can I interject here?
Yeah, hey, I got Daisy, Chad's been listening in. Chad, so you're a fan of the anime?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to make it clear that these aren't cartoons. They're characters, and, you know, anime is art. These are all hand-drawn, and if you knew some of the characters, they have a really rich backstory, and it takes a lot that goes into drawing these characters and backgrounds. They're really stunning, and, you know, I think
okay, they may be characters,
like collecting art from another artist.
Okay, the cartoon characters all over your house.
Is it not just in one area, maybe like one room that's the anime room? This is, so we're talking like the moment you walk in, it begins the shrine towards anime?
It's all over. Oh. I mean, I used the restroom at one point. They were in the restroom, too. Oh.
So what you're saying is that it looks what I imagine James Franco's apartment to look like.
Oh, man.
Probably. I mean, it was a bit overwhelming. Like at this point in my life, I'm looking to find someone, like an adult man, who can have a serious relationship, not someone who spends all their time putting up cartoon pictures, framing them, and having them all over their house. Like, that just says a lot to me.
I don't spend all my time doing that. I maybe get one new character a week.
A week is a lot,
dude. Yeah,
that's,
for a year's
you're
time.
Looking at 50 a year. That's all. I feel like that's a lot.
It's an innovative.
That's
industry.
Even worse.
There's always
than
a lot
I
of new characters
thought.
Coming out.
Daisy, can we convince you to do another date? Maybe this time you just stay away from Chad's house. You seem like you liked him outside of the cartoon vault.
Right.
I mean, between the restaurant that he took me to and walking into like a Wonka world of anime, I think I'm good.
Really putting down anime, I would not like a second date either from somebody who can't appreciate art. So